with Kevin.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on an Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chicken.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Wow, it dude.
I knew it was
Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
This has been A Moment with Kevin. And now, A Moment with Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been A Moment with Kevin.
You could get paid to eat candy as a Canadian company's chief candy officer.
I'm moving to Canada. See you later, dude. It's been nice knowing you.
That's cute and all, but I have the job.
Damn
already.
You!
Yes.
Damn it!
Canadian company is hiring a chief candy officer.
What a great name.
That's the name.
That's, you know, how many kids want to be that when I grow up?
Right.
Clearly.
Canada's Candy Funhouse is the name of the place.
Nice.
It's hiring a chief candy officer.
Are we sure this isn't some sort of front?
This, I don't know that it's not a front, but it is.
Sounds naughty.
It sounds like a valid job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Canada, so it's probably G-rated.
Do you love all things candy and chocolate?
Yeah, I could say yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Are you passionate about confectionery treats and exploring unreleased and existing products? If so, this is the perfect position for you.
Well, I'm going to say yes, clearly, even though I'm not passionate about it.
But no, you're not anywhere near. I'm nope. So far ahead of you.
Oh, you are.
You might as well not even try.
You're right.
Because I've got it.
Yeah, I guess you do.
The Ontario-based candidate says the position pays $100,000.
Whoa! Get the hell out of town.
In Canadian money.
All right, now it's back on again now. Oh, in Canadian
which money. Is like 18 grand. No, I'm just kidding. It is $78,000 a year, though.
Oh, all right. That's fair. That's good.
Man. The job can be remote.
What?
So I can do it from here.
You need to bring in samples.
Here's the problem.
Junior
sample. I'll bring in a ton of samples.
Do
because
it.
You have to try over 3,500 products each month.
Wow, you're going to be large.
So that is 113 pieces of candy a day.
Wow. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you could do that? No, really. Truly.
Every
honestly.
Day? I mean, could I do it one day, of course. I don't know. Maybe by day 7, I would be tired of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But is it the same stuff? Is it stuff that's already existing?
It sounds like it's their testing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tested it.
You bastard.
I did. It was good or it was bad.
Don't listen right now. That's not what he's going to do. You're going to hire him. He's not.
Plus, the chief candy officer will lead the company's Funhouse candy strategy. Run candy board meetings and have a say in which products Candy Funhouse will carry.
I just can't see you leading the
I'm
meeting.
Out on the board meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got no time for
you're
that.
You're so good. This dude actually gets down on all fours and sneaks out of meetings. I've seen
that.
You do it many times. Many times. Classic.
If it's, meetings destroy me.
Yeah.
They are so dull.
We started actually, you know, waiting to see when you were going to drop out, when you were going to hit the floor.
When I couldn't take it anymore, I would crawl out on all fours.
It was often like 3.5 minutes in.
The chief candy officer will also undergo extensive palate retraining.
Huh.
Don't need it. Already got it.
Well.
Already know my candy.
Interesting. I wonder what that entails.
So far, 6,500 people have applied to the job on LinkedIn. Applicants have until August 31st, but nobody else needs to apply because
clearly
I've got the job.
Kevin's
so I can
it.
Do that job
yep.
and this job
yep.
and clean up.
Yep.
And have
well,
all the candy I want.
You finally started making some money anyway.
The job posting specifies that the position comes with a, quote, extensive dental plan.
Ah, that's very smart of them.
So thumbs up.
Wow.
The mystery of Montana's toilet man.
I love our inspiring stories. They warm the heart.
This one does not quite so much.
Okay.
It's KLOS, Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. A man who jumped into a vault toilet to retrieve his phone.
Oh, wait a minute. A vault toilet? Are we talking like
toilet.
A latrine, like a hole in the
it's
ground?
It's an outhouse, yes.
Oh, my God. Jumped in?
Yeah, jumped in, yes. And there's two kind of outhouses I found out. There's one called a pit outhouse that has a relatively Depth wise, it's only a couple feet. You can stand in it and you can get back out.
Yeah.
But then there's the vault toilet. And nope. That one,
those are like at the campgrounds. You go, it's like a lot of people using it over a long time. Those are deep. I know those are very, I used to be thinking I was going to fall in one when I was a little kid. And I was like, oh my God.
This guy jumped in one.
Oh my God.
Because he dropped his phone.
Screw your phone.
That's my point.
Who needs a phone?
So what happened was he was on U.S. Forest Service land, and there was one of these, like, semi-built-up outhouses that has walls of brick.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's there all the time.
Right.
But it was a vault, so it went down rather deep.
Yep.
And this guy jumped in to get his phone and then was trapped inside of the porta-potty. For 24 hours.
Oh, man. Now, wait. No, wait. I'm going to ask you a horrible question.
24 hours.
I hate this, but I need to know.
All right.
Where did it come up to, the collection of stuff that always has such a wonderful and unique odor?
It didn't say where, you talking about, like, waist or
generally,
chest
it's up
or whatever,
to one's neck? Waist.
I don't know.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad you don't know.
He was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases.
No kidding. I'm going to vomit just sitting here talking about it, let alone actually smelling it.
And that made me think, what on earth would make you jump into that area?
Good question.
Even if you lost your phone.
Child or pet. I think anything else goes. That's it. It's done.
Right. If you lose your phone, you go, whoop, need a new phone.
I mean, I might even get a new son or something. I didn't need a child like that bad. You know what I'm saying?
There are plenty up for adoption.
Sure.
No, that just seems like...
Yeah.
Remember, we heard another story not too long ago of a woman that went head first in looking for her phone. Yes.
Come on, people. It's just a phone. They're so replaceable.
They're completely replaceable.
24 hours.
Some people have like a wallet on the back of it, so they have their ID and credit cards in there.
Whatever, man.
Still
not worth it.
Still, I would
Is
go
there
to
anything,
the DMV.
Anything that you would, that you can think of besides child or pet?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not in a million years.
How did he finally, who found, was he yelling the whole time?
He was yelling and somebody found him. Yeah, they heard him yelling.
Imagine you're like, you really got to go, but you go into the latrine and some moron is down there.
Yep.
Hey!
I've been here for the whole day.
You're staying for another day.
Vice News was the one that reported this, and they spent a whole, like, year trying to track this down. They looked at the picture, and then they looked in the background, tried to figure out where the mountains were, and they did Google Earth to try and see if they could find it.
Good work.
And the only picture is this one with the guy about halfway out of the toilet and another guy watching him. I'm just saying bye-bye phone. There's nothing that would get me in there.
There's not enough rice on earth.
No.
Hey, retweet that, will you?
I will, yes. That's
at Kevin and Sluggo.
That's not great.
No.
That is not what you want. And my phone is not enough to go in for.
And how are you going to clean it? You know, you got it in your pocket from then on. It's always going to stink.
Good question.
Always.
Or not work.
Or not work.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not waterproof or, you know, poo-proof.
Dude, people are dumb.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Raul is a guy who sends us ideas often.
Yeah.
And this particular one he sent is a story about Snoop Dogg.
Oh, this is great.
Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
That is the job to have. Full-time How good are you rolling your J's, man? Are you pretty
Not
good at it?
For Snoop.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you'd have to be great, right? You'd have to be perfect.
Yeah, we're kind of talking about that. I mean, you also got to be pretty chill. You know, he doesn't want someone hanging out who's going to kind of annoy him all the time or bring his friends over or whatever.
Yeah, true.
I mean, he's like a bartender, but for Snoop, you know, clearly it's going to be...
It's a joint tender.
Got to roll that big fat fatty just right, man. I mean, I'm not good at it. My wife's great at rolling joints. She always has been.
But. We had him in the studio once, the other place, Snoop.
Oh, he's
and
the best.
He was coming to, to talk about his Snoop Dance song with Rage Against the Machine.
Right, right.
And the record company, I don't want to say any names, called and said, hey, I don't want to tell you what to do, but he would be a lot looser and happier if there were a couple of joints sitting there waiting for him.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so one of us went and got and rolled and didn't get paid between $40,000 and $50,000.
Yeah, this was not the end of dispensary times, was
nope,
it?
It was not, no. No, it was
That's
not.
Funny because Perry Farrell once came up to the station and he brought a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses for the interview. And I thought that was like the coolest thing that anyone ever came up to do, you know, whatever. But I love that Snoops is like, please have a couple J's for me for him. That'll make
it wasn't him. I mean, I don't know that it wasn't him, but his record company person.
And was he happy?
Called. Yes. Of course.
Like, oh, you guys are best.
Of course, it wouldn't be.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a job to have. 40 to 50 grand to roll his J's.
All right. We are looking for strange jobs that you've had or that you know people who've had at 818-955-KLOS. Now, not awful. We're not looking for poop.
Yeah, we've talked about that
before. We've done that. We've done your worst jobs. This is not
just
that.
Weird ones.
This is weird ones. For example, I found some online. There's a professional cuddler. It's a real thing.
Ooh.
I know. You could be helping people who are struggling with loneliness, depression, or trauma, medical problems, or simply in need of a little extra cuddle from a stranger.
Now, you know what? I would talk to them. I would want to cuddle
them.
You
could make anywhere between $40 and $80 per hour.
Okay, I might want to cuddle them.
Right? There's a golf ball diver.
Oh, for like in lakes and...
Yep.
Okay.
Basically, professionally recyclers. Golf ball divers retrieve golf balls from bodies of water in or around golf courses.
Huh.
They're cleaned up, repackaged, sold as used, and they make money doing that.
That's a bizarre job.
That's what
job.
They do.
Okay, that's a good bizarre job.
Online dating ghostwriter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So this is somebody who wants to put an online thing up on OkCupid or whatever.
I'm hot, but I don't know how to say it. Can you say it for me?
It says you could earn up to $900 a month by writing profiles for people to post on their online dating sites.
It's Roxanne.
That is a little scary because you want to be able to believe that the person who wrote it.
There you go. So you're starting off right away with deception and lies.
Professional bridesmaid is a job.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Not a wedding planner, but similar.
I've never seen Bridezilla, but I know.
Not a celebrant, but a major part of the couple's big day. Friend for hire, organizer, confidant, non-complaining member of the wedding party.
That would be great.
I mean, basically, you're just there to help things go smoothly.
Right.
That's an actual job.
You know, that's probably a good idea to hire someone instead of trying to get your friends to do it. Because you're going to be a jerk, probably. You're going to have a meltdown.
Of course.
So
818-955-KLOS, weird jobs. There's a water slide tester.
I can do that.
Where you go to theme parks and hotels and resorts that have water slides.
Sweet. And if my fat ass can get all the way down and it works and it's good.
This is one of my favorites. There's a paper towel sniffer.
Yeah. Why is that your favorite?
Odor judges or paper towel sniffers are hired by paper towel manufacturers. You would be sniff testing products to see if they smell good or bad.
Huh. That's weird.
Face feeler.
Ew. Okay.
Face feelers are also known as sensory scientists. Shut up. Which definitely sounds more professional. In this job, you'll be using your hands to feel the difference in a product tester after the skin. So before and after you put a product on the skin, you feel...
Someone else's face?
Yeah.
To see how it is?
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either.
No, I don't
want
that
job.
No.
There's a professional line stander. There's all kinds of...
Oh, that could come in handy these days. All the people lining up for everything.
Right?
You're
going
to go stand out on Melrose for three and a half hours.
It's Black Friday and you don't want to stand in line for the sale.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But then when you come walking up...
They leave.
And then everybody in line's like, go to hell!
No, I don't think
I'll kill you!
Because they haven't lost their position.
Black Friday.
That's true. That's a good point. 818-955-KLOS. Really weird jobs that you would, or you know somebody who's had. The word that you need to text in a few seconds so that you can win $2,000 today.
Yep.
First, we're talking about weird jobs. Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Yeah, you work in a dispensary, and you got to be going, this dude is making 40 to 50 grand doing what I do over and over and over and over and over. Where do I apply?
Yeah, but he probably has to come up with like $20,000 a day, so that's a pretty tough gig. All right, so weird jobs is what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hi, I want to bring up the guy at the Hollywood Bowl at the bottom of the hill that controls the traffic light.
That's a weird job. That's a bizarre job.
That is a super job.
That's a one-off job, isn't it?
You're right. That is a super weird job.
Yeah, and people give him a lot of tune.
And everybody hates it. Yeah, hates it.
Certainly, I heard not have him.
It's like being a referee.
Yeah, you can never win. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
You guys are funnier than let me tell you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I got one for you, and I'll tell you where the weird part turns in. Okay, me and my BFF back in high school, we wanted to get a job together.
Mm-hmm.
we got a job as a maid at the motel.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird part is some of the crap we found in our rooms.
Oh, no.
She was screaming at me from one balcony. And she's all, there's a freaking chicken in my toilet.
Yeah.
And I go over there, and I kid you not, there was a whole raw chicken in the toilet.
I mean, I keep chickens in toilets. Don't you do that?
I mean, I thought everyone did. 818-955-KLOS.
We're not exactly looking for gross things.
No, but weird jobs you've had, including if you're a personal assistant, weird things you've had to do for people.
Right.
Like Snoop's joint roller.
No, that's the perfect job. I want that job. 818-955-KLOS.
Snoop Dogg employs a full-time blunt roller who makes between $40,000 and $50,000 a year.
Righteous bucks, man.
That's fantastic.
That is.
So we're talking about weird jobs. KLOS, hello.
Holy crap, I actually got through. All right. So a couple of years ago, there was a guy who was offering his services as a professional grievancer.
A griever? Really? A professional griever?
A mourner? A wailer?
It was tiered. His price list was tiered, like $50 to come and hug you, whatever.
Cry or whatever.
Are you talking about like at a funeral?
Exactly. If you pay high enough, he would, you know, give you the waterworks.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
honestly,
I wonder if you could pay him to jump on top of the casket.
No, I can't live without you.
How is this being lowered down?
Help him. Bring him back to life. No. I suppose if you come up with enough money.
If he goes, I go.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring out your dad. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about weird jobs.
I live on a ranch in Riverside County. I own horses, and there's a woman that goes from ranch to ranch cleaning the sheets of male horses.
That is a horrible job.
What is a... I'm sorry to ask. What?
Kevin being circumcised is not sure what you're saying.
Cleaning what?
Okay, so a gelding, a male horse, has a sheet where his penis is.
Right.
And you have to keep it clean.
All right.
And there is a woman that does that full time.
Nope.
Cleaning those sheets.
Nope.
And the name of her business is... And the name of her business is the Crud Buster.
Oh.
Do the horses enjoy the activity, one wonders?
No.
Does she get tips?
And no, she doesn't take them. She cleans them.
I do my own horses, but I have people that hire horses.
Sure. How much do you think she gets for a job like that?
Probably, I would say, easily $60 to $70 a horse.
Wow. So if you ever decided since you do it for your own horses, I mean, has there ever been a second income idea for you?
No, not at all.
I don't blame you.
Okay. That's the right answer.
Right on. Awesome. Perfect example of what we're looking for. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin Sluggo.
Hello.
Sorry to bug you guys. Is there any way you could repeat the Casquatch word?
Yeah,
will never say kiss again.
Never say kiss.
Kiss.
The word is kiss.
Kiss.
You guys are awesome. Love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
About 15 minutes away from this hour's word for you to win $2,000.
From Cash Squatch. You know, a lot of people have tried to take video of Cash Squatch already, but haven't been able to.
Very blurry.
Yeah, very blurry. And always
it's all
looks
they've
like
gotten so far. It's weird.
In an ape suit is kind of what it looks like to me. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Seem ideal. Let's talk about animal nicknames, because your animal has a name. But,
right.
But then your animal really has 15 names.
Right. Exactly.
Not just one.
No.
It's usually built off of the original name that you have.
Right. You got Shadow, who becomes Fratto, who becomes Furballado, who becomes Furballis.
To who? I know that's not the way my mind works.
And they always know their names. They know all 500 of them. I mean, I can just throw out one of the weird like versions of it, and they always know. And I was asking on online, I can't find that post right this second, but what the weird nicknames your animals have come up with. And people had like...
You know that the animals 50. Aren't coming up with the weird nicknames, though, right? Just to clarify.
Sure, yeah. No,
because you were asking what what the animals were coming up with. I just want to clarify.
Yes.
It's the people, right?
Well, they probably have nicknames for us. Really
foul. Oh, well, that's probably nicknames. True.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you have nicknames for your pets. First, we want to know your pet's name.
Yeah, what's the proper name? What's the name that they were born with?
The official proper name.
Right.
And then, off of that, how many are there? And what are they?
And what are the most ridiculous ones?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Usually when you get a pet, it has a name.
Yes.
And then from that name, it branches out into about 30 other names.
Is there anybody that's ever had a pet and they didn't end up calling it like 56 different bizarre names?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Ever happened?
I doubt it. In a couple of minutes, we've got the word you're looking for $2,000 today. But first, we are talking about pet nicknames. KLOS, hello.
My pet's name is Duke, and he's a French bulldog.
Okay, and his nicknames?
Dookie, Dukingham, Sir Duke.
Sir Duke.
Sir Duke is great.
Now, does he know that Dookie is, a Green Day album?
D-U-K-I-E.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Spell a little different.
And is that all of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. We're 7 months old, so we got plenty of time.
You have time. All
right. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Get to work. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about pet nicknames. What's your pet's name, official name?
Tully, T-U-L-L-Y.
But it's devolved into...
T-Bone, T-Dog, Toots, Tully, Tully Wally. what up?
Toots. I think I like Toots the best.
The name for him.
I've had too many dogs that would definitely fit Toots.
And the T-Dog.
Yeah.
Pretty exactly. Strong, too.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, is this the Sluggo and Karen show?
Yes, it is.
Karen. I think it's more of Karen and Karen, really. But.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had a black stray cat, and her first name was Michi, and then I got some other input from friends. It ended up being Michi Linda, Queen of Sheba, the Black Juju, Fittipaldi II, Vicky Homegirl.
Those are great.
Yeah. Very solid.
Karen likes.
Both Karens are approved. Thanks for calling. So many ridiculous names they come up with.
I love it.
Some million of them. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pet nickname. We're talking about weird animal nicknames. Your pet's name is what?
Benjels. Like Bengals with a J.
Benjels.
Yeah. It said it became mom and dad's cat because her roommate was allergic. So after we'd had him for 5 years, he became Dr. Benjels von Nappington.
I think I can guess why.
Because we had him long enough to put him through med school. And he's now... So he's, you know, Benjels, he's Dr. Kitty, he's Your Majesty, Lord Emperor.
That is awesome, man.
That's fantastic.
I like Dr. Nappington. That is an awesome name. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I have two. I have two cats, Kimchi and Coco.
Okay, and what are their nicknames?
Kimchi. Kimchio, Papa, Papote, Papito, Kimster, and then there's Coco. She's got Coquita. And then Coco Mas, so yeah, crazy cat man.
Love it, man. Love it. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about pet nicknames.
Hell yeah, my green iguana. Started out when I was single. His name was Skunk Bud.
Okay, good.
Then got married and had a kid. Kids were asking questions. His name is Booger.
Well, you know, that makes a logic sort of sense, and I'm sure you saw that. That can lead Stink Bud to boogers, so...
Sure.
Right?
It's a booger, yeah, kid. You explain it, it's green because it's a booger, you know?
Sure. Oh, sometimes you got a parent. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Still looking for nicknames?
Yes. Pet nicknames.
The original name is Demon.
Mm-hmm.
We now call him Throw Rug.
Ready or not, here it comes. Five songs in a row. It's always got a theme, and today's theme is days. Not like how you often are on the weekend, days. D-A-Y. Saturday night special fits you've got a song that fits and you want to hear, 818-955-KLOS. Give me five songs with the word day somewhere in the title. It's sort of a preview of tomorrow's Give Me Five. Today it's all about songs with the word day in the title, and that has night, and that is what it is tomorrow. So it's sort of like you just saw into the future, which is pretty amazing. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Dancing Days.
Dancing Days. Nice. Who are you?
Derek from Norco.
Derek, who are you now?
Who am I now?
Yeah.
My name's Kevin.
It's the Gimme Five, and who's this?
Josh from Los Angeles.
And what is your question for the panel?
Are you still taking a suggestion for the Give Me Five?
Yeah, five songs of the word day somewhere in the title. What do you got?
How about one I haven't heard in a while, Strange Days by The Doors.
Days. All about days, including falling on black days. But that won't happen to you this Thursday because you are going to be caller 13 right this second, and you are going to join us for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Should I stay or should I gonad, as Jed always said.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace!
Florida man with a machete crawls into a man's bed.
Oh, good morning, dear. That's some num-noms in the morning you don't need.
He said a lot worse things.
Oh, no.
Listen to this story.
A 911 call came into Sarasota County Dispatch just before 9:30.
The intruder had broken my home, and he's got a damn machete, and he's a little whacked.
So this
he's
guy,
a little whacked.
This guy crawled into bed with that guy?
Yes.
Wow.
This is the guy that guy crawled in bed with.
That's been a while, I think, since anyone crawled into bed with him. Sounds like a
man
prospector.
Man crawled in my bed. He's got a machete.
He's done got whacked. Himself a machete.
He's kind of whacked.
As the homeowner explained what he woke up to.
I woke up on my mattress and there was a guy laying next to me.
Well, that happens with, machete-wielding maniacs.
It happens sometimes. You
often
never know.
Often crawl into bed with folk.
Right.
It's nice. It's a good way to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete.
Whoa, hold
on. I'm sorry, what?
I didn't hear that again.
He said, I love you.
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete in his friggin' hand.
Woo!
So.
That's nice.
We found out two things here.
Yes.
One.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine you're asleep?
No.
You roll over and you wake up. You're a little shocked to see someone there.
A little shocked.
And he goes, I love you.
And then you notice the machete.
And then you notice your own machete. This guy had the guy who's sleeping. Play that part again.
Oh.
This guy has the guy who's sleeping's machete with him.
He recognized. He probably has a name for it.
Hey, that's mine.
Hey, that's Henry. What are you doing with Henry?
Saying I love you and word is out. You got my machete in his friggin' hand.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I love you.
The suspect comes into the home, into the efficiency apartment with a machete, and he begins sharpening it with a baseball bat.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is an efficiency. That means it's a studio. So he broke into a studio.
But let me
ask
you a
question. When's the last time he lived in a studio? Those are very... How do you not hear the noise?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and then he gets the machete and he's sharpening
it with a baseball bat. How is that even done?
Justin, how do you sharpen your machete with a baseball bat? That dude will know. A friend of mine.
I don't understand
guarantee
that.
He knows how to do it.
Sharpening with a baseball
I guess.
Bat.
I guess it's got to be an aluminum bat or something.
So weird.
As deputies responded to the call of a burglary in progress, the homeowner was able to get out and was uninjured.
But he was without his machete.
He didn't have his machete.
That's terrible.
Four deputies went in there, and this subject comes right at them with a machete.
Deputies confronted the man armed with this machete. He used to strike a deputy, causing severe injuries to the deputy's hand.
I'm sorry. Florida is getting weirder.
I love
and
it.
Weirder
I'm loving it more and more.
Weirder.
And I think Florida Rules is the name of this new segment. Florida is the best.
We love Florida.
That's right.
We love Florida.
They call me Sling Blade. I'm not right in the head. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. Not a big football fan.
Nah, I mean, I could take it or leave it. I like it in January, but I
when it matters?
Yeah, when it matters. I like baseball. I'm an old nerd that way.
Wow.
I really love
you
baseball.
You and I are opposite.
Because
baseball, to me,
everyone. It's
any sport where they have to warm up 18 times. I'm out.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've watched the Dodgers in the playoffs. That's exciting.
Sure.
But yeah. I sort of wait till it gets to the playoffs before I have any interest.
So you watch baseball in October.
Yes.
I watch football in January.
All right.
You know, go Rams. Sure. Why not?
Preseason is starting this weekend. Very excited about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Rams play the Chargers on Saturday night.
So who do you, are you a Rams guy?
I'm a...
Or are you just an injury guy? I just want to see blood.
No, I don't want to see blood. Stretchers. Arizona Cardinals fan.
Cardinals fan?
Sorry, what?
Well, I'm sorry. It sounded like you said...
No, I wouldn't say
nobody's in this room is a Cardinals fan.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
All right, but I want to talk about huge fans. The people who paint their faces. Who are you? Who are you face painters?
Yeah.
That's a level of fandom that I've never reached. Although, I will say this. I took my daughters to the Women's World Cup, and they both painted like flags on their face and stuff, and they loved it.
For soccer, huh?
For soccer, yeah. But the women's team won handily, and I always think, if you paint your face, then your team loses.
Yeah. You can't.
It's got to be worse than a regular loss.
I would get the pawns out before I left my seat.
Right. It just seems like it would make... It makes everything better if you win. It makes everything worse if you lose. So who are you people that paint your faces? I know we have Raider fans listening.
Yeah.
A lot of Raiders fans dress up.
Sure.
They wear costumes, a costume head, shoulder pads, all kinds of stuff.
When did that whole thing start?
Raiders? I don't know.
Just any face paint. Like before, like I want to say the 70s, maybe the 80s, no one was painting. The only people that painted their faces was Kiss.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
They were the original.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know when it started, but I do know that every team has their mega fans.
Oh, yeah.
The Rams, the Chargers, the Raiders, and especially the Raiders. When you land on that one, you go, all right. Yeah. About half the places somehow.
Can you imagine if baseball fans start painting their faces? I mean, once in a while, some weird dude does.
I mean, if you do in October, if you're doing it at the World Series, it's different.
Right. But if you're doing it in July.
Yes, then that's bad on you because that's going to feel awful and hot. So 818-955-KLOS, you did paint your face at one point or did anything else besides a hat or a shirt?
Yeah.
Anything else other than that?
Yeah, maybe you got like a whole cheese head mascot thing.
Sure.
Where your face, yeah.
The cheese heads, I wouldn't want to be them.
No, thank you. I mean, that's an easy thing, though. It's a hat made out of foam.
Yeah, that is true. And you can take it off. If your team starts to lose, you can take it off.
Yeah.
It's not an issue. But if you have, you know, paint on your face, that seems bad. 818-955-KLOS. Do you paint your face? Who are you people? Stu is in for Sluggo today. We're talking about football preseason starting this weekend.
Yeah.
Chargers Rams play Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we're asking the question, who are you people that paint your faces? What kind of sports fan paints their faces? 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys we painted our face in the military.
For war games.
That's very different. Thank you for calling, though. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Green and yellow, baby. Go Packers.
Green and yellow. What
Go
do you
Packers.
Wear?
We put green and yellow all over our face, our bodies, back, chest.
Is this when you go to a game or do you do this at home?
Home and games.
Wow.
In the living room, in the stands.
And then check it out, our Packard hats, our foam hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's usually 10 of them that have them when we're chilling. We flip those over, put a little plastic liner in them, we put chips and salsa in them.
Uh-huh.
When we're done, we remove the plastic, rather, and throw the hat back on to keep on representing.
That is genius. Wow. That is genius. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are?
No, I mean, go ahead.
It's okay, go on.
So, the NFC Championship against the Packers. The last time the Cowboys were worth a darn, I painted my face and went to the game. They whooped Brett Favre's butt and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was good luck for the Cowboys.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hi. Are you guys still talking about the face painting for a sporting event?
Yes.
So I didn't do face painting. I put on temporary tattoos.
Temporary tattoos for which team?
for the Dodgers.
And where were the tattoos?
On my face.
On, yeah.
On your my face, all right.
Feet, on both cheeks, on both sides. But it was a day game, and the sunburn that stayed after that tattoo was really embarrassing.
Oh, that's hilarious, because when you take the tattoo off, you've got white skin there, or brown, or whatever color you are. That's great.
Yeah.
What was the shape of it? Like just a round baseball?
So on one side, it was a baseball with the words Los Angeles Dodgers through one side, and the other side was just like a blue LA, like the normal logo on the hat. So the LA was very prominent on my face.
And on the forehead, you had the Astros?
Next time.
No, but I probably stood up.
Yep. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
I don't know if you saw this, but a transient sucker punched an old customer eating lunch alone in a cafe in Hollywood.
Oh.
I just walked through the door and cold cocked him.
Right.
And stole some stuff from him.
Yeah, ran off. Tried to run off.
Stole his wallet and his phone.
Right.
And then a dude that was in the cafe...
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Said, oh, hell no. Stood up, ran out after the transient, and choked him out.
Yeah, big time. Like, tripped him up, got him down on the, what is that, Hollywood Boulevard? Where is it? I don't know.
It was in Hollywood. I don't know exactly where.
But. Put his face right in the pavement, this guy who hit
He got him in a neck hold. Like, he was a clearly trained in judo or
took
something.
Took him down.
Yeah, took him down and then held him in his clutches until... The people got, you know, two other women went with them and got the phone and the
started kicking the guy
wallet back. They started kicking the guy. I gotta tell you, it was
beautiful.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I hope everybody who does anything like that to an old dude gets exactly or worse, much worse.
Just walked in and sucker punched him.
Yeah, piece of garbage.
So then, but the guy that ran out, that's who we want to talk about.
Right.
818-955 KLOS.
Maybe someone you're with
helped stop a crime.
Yeah, shut it down.
You or someone you were with helped stop a crime.
So I guess someone was it all security footage? Did you post this?
I did it at the Twitter account of at Kevin and Sligo.
Right. And the first bit of it looks like it may, I'm not sure, but it's a lot of surveillance video.
Yes.
Which they got. And it's awesome to watch. It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty great to watch the guy take him down.
Yeah, big
and
time.
Then the women are kicking him. And it's just like, oh, my God. instant justice never happens.
Nope.
Ever.
Virtually never.
And in this case, it was quite sweet.
So maybe you've seen that happen yourself, actually, in real life. We want to hear about it.
You or a friend helped stop a crime. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about the guy who helped stop a transient, as he's called, as he cold cocked an old customer in a restaurant.
Sitting outside on the sidewalk. Yeah, he just walked up and decided he was going to have his wallet or whatever. And this guy put a stop to it, ran out of the restaurant and
choked him out.
Yeah, man.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So you or a friend of yours helped stop a crime?
I'm never sure. But my 21st birthday, I'm 60, but I decided to go to Red Robin, just go do something.
Party.
And as I was going into Red Robin, I heard this girl screaming, and this dude is dragging her by her hair.
Oh, my God.
And going to try to throw her in her truck, in his truck. And so I stopped, and I walked up, and I'm like, hey, man, is there a problem here? And the guy's like, mind your own business.
Ah.
And I'm like, you know, I can't. I have to just kind of ask if this lady's all right, you know.
Sure.
I don't know who you are. And so the guy started coming towards me like, you know, I'm just going to. And the dude was big. And I'm like, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And so I'm standing there, you know, I'm kind of standing my ground because I feel I'm right. And all of a sudden the dude stopped. And I'm like, okay, what's happening? And I turn around and the people from inside, the security from inside had come up behind
me. Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
And so then I had some backup and whatnot. And they took care of it.
I would say you absolutely prevented
the
crime.
You did. 100%. Without any doubt, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's his girlfriend.
Doesn't matter.
No, this ain't caveman days, man. He ain't dragging people around by their hair.
You did the right thing. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You or your friends help stop a crime.
Ozzy is patient number 9, that's his latest thing. I have to wonder what he would think of himself. He posted a picture just today, a little while ago, of himself on this day August 15th from 51 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And look, there he is standing there. And I just wonder, man, if you knew 51 years later, he's still releasing
That's
rock and roll.
Crazy.
And that was 51 years ago today.
So I was at the Rainbow Room over the weekend, and there were a lot of pictures of Ozzy as a young dude.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
And it's so weird because he's been old for a long time.
Yeah, and he's been the center of all of this universe for a very long time. So go check that out. He tweeted it just a little while ago, a few hours ago.
We were talking about a transient sucker punched an elderly customer eating lunch alone at a cafe, and a guy inside the cafe said nope and got up and ran after him and choked him out and got the wallet and phone back and held him till police got there. And we're asking if you or your friend helped stop a crime. KLOS, hello.
I was in a bar, and I went to the bathroom, and this gentleman walked in, wanted to sell me drugs. And I said, no, thank you. So I walked out, told the owner of the bar. He walked in. The guy tried to sell him drugs. So the owner pepper sprayed him, and then we escorted him out. And the owner of the bar was like, hey, can you watch over this guy while we call the cops? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So I'm out in the parking lot watching over him, and the guy's asking me, hey, did you call the cops? I'm like, no, I didn't call the cops. Not at all. So the cops pull up, and he goes, you lied to me. And I said, you asked me if I called the cops.
Oh,
I didn't call the cops.
You nailed him on a technicality. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Right? He had a lot of drugs on him.
Yes, I did. Yes, he did.
That guy was just sitting in a men's room waiting for the next guy to come in.
Who would do that?
What a terrible
job
that
is. Be like someone sitting there with like a microphone and a tape recorder. And
ridiculous. No
Dude,
one.
Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So this happened November 2020 at the 405 and the 605. And basically what had happened was there was a crazy homeless guy riding his bike around in circles on the whole 605. And the highway patrol, one officer had shut down the whole freeway, and he was trying to get this to try to tackle the guy and get him out of the middle of the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the overpass, the transition from the 405 to the 605, so my lane wasn't closed.
Right.
And I saw what was happening, so I pulled over, and I just was watching in my rearview mirror of my truck to see if the officer could take the guy down. And the officer was actually losing. So I got out of my truck and ran towards the guy and pretty much knocked him to the ground. And then finally the highway patrol officer was able to put the cuffs on him and get him out of the road.
Nice. Those of us that were sitting on the 605, thank you for getting it moving again.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was totally stopped and everybody had their phones out and nobody got out to help. But
yeah.
After that, the highway patrol officer put his arms around me and actually hugged me.
Wow. Said,
thank you, man.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
I was wondering how they would feel about it. That's interesting.
He knew he was losing because the guy was trying to get his gun, and I saw this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Instinct took over, and I get excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. Well done. Very well done. Nice, man. Thank you for calling. That's very cool. 818-955-KLOS.
You helped stop a crime? We're talking about you helped stop a crime. KLOS.
I was driving by a trailer by my work, and I saw the doors were open, so I pulled over, got out, and went to the trailer. And the guy went bolting out, and he took off. And I thought, oh, okay, well, at least I don't have to deal with him. And then I get to the trailer to lock it up, and there's another guy in there. So I lock him in there, and then I call the police. The police come. They pick this guy up, and then he rats out the guy that ran away. They arrest that guy. He's a felon, and he had a gun.
Wow.
So I'm glad he ran away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
right.
They arrested him. He did years down the road. He gets a hold of my number, and he calls me and threatens me he's going to kill me.
Right.
And so now I'm freaked out, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope he doesn't know where I live. And so I call the police, make a report. And then a few years down the road, I'm living in fear, thinking this guy's going to find me because I'm still working at that facility. And then my brother runs into him, and they're going to church at the same church, and this guy becomes like one of those born-again Christians. And he finds out who my brother is, and he says, oh, telling me they have nothing to worry about.
Wow.
I was freaked for years because I thought, this guy's going to find me.
Bet.
He went up for quite a while for the gun.
Right.
That's, of course, when they used to do that. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they used to put people in jail who had guns and used them in a crime.
Now they're like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, go ahead and hunt on out. Wow, interesting. Very interesting. That's quite a progression of that
kidding.
Story. Yeah. All right on, man. Well, thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you helped stop a crime?
Yes, my husband and I did maybe 10 years back.
Mm-hmm.
There was an individual on a bike stealing, I think they're called sago palms, the very expensive palm trees. And the twist in the story, the police asked us to get in their vehicle to help search for him in the neighborhood. They got a call for a hot pursuit. We got stuck in the vehicle.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Wow.
That sounds great.
I think we spent about 45 minutes in the back of a police vehicle, unable to get out.
At least the back of a police vehicle is nice and comfortable.
Yeah, and clean.
So you had that going for you.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That just a hint of what your life would have been if you'd taken a different path with your husband.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I'm a sword fighting instructor for the youth.
Same.
And we train, right?
Right.
We train children with padded swords to have fun. And a certain institute that I work at is at a park. And in the park, one day I had noticed a strange fellow pushing a baby stroller around. And I thought, well, that's pretty strange.
Right.
Didn't think anything of it, having fun with the kids. Well, the kids went inside the building. Well, I'm just like the gentleman who called you a little while ago. I had to inspect. Well, I walked over to see what was inside the baby stroller. And the next thing I know, I get attacked by these four homeless guys.
Oh, wow.
Inside their baby stroller was a huge, like, a handle of, like, tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And an 18-pack of Natty Light. And when I came up to see what was going on, they attacked me. So the funny thing was...
Did you stab them with your little padded sword? Your little paper
machine
sword?
That's when you're
like,
why the hell don't I have a real sword?
I dispatched all three before the fourth one decided to run.
Look at you, dispatched all three.
It was just pretty wild.
That's pretty weird.
It was crazy. I had to call you guys in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very
odd. And you handled it with your paper mache sword. Well done.
Well, yeah, sure, why not? Why not? Thank you guys for being on the air, and thank you for keeping KLOS so badass.
Thank you, man.
Nice,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thank you for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
You helped stop a crime.
With a paper sword.
We're talking about you helped stop a crime. KLOS, hello.
A few of us was at my ex-boyfriend to a wedding in Las Vegas, and... we saw this guy kind of dragging some girl by the hair. And
oh, my God. That's a lot of those stories.
Yeah. So, oh, shoot. There's a sheriff that drove right next to me. Make sure I don't get in trouble.
Are you talking on your actual phone or on your speakerphone?
On my speakerphone, still. So, anyways, so I'm looking. I said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with that. So one of the guys that we were with, it was a group of us, he went across the street and he said, hey, you know, don't treat her like that. So then another guy went over there and we were kind of surrounding him to see what he's doing. And he cold cocked the biggest guy that was in our group to the ground.
Wow.
So we started chasing him. He fell to the ground. We started chasing him and I grabbed like one of those cones,
traffic cones,
and I went to swing at him, and then he backed off. I said, this guy's a pimp. I just realized it. So he starts running, and then we called the cops, and the girl was, you know, crying. She said, yeah, it was her pimp. She was afraid to, you know, say anything.
Wow.
He could beat her up, but, you know, the cops and everybody came, so... We stopped him from hurting her at the time.
Yes,
but
which is
how much damage in the future.
Right, but you did what you could at that moment. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like slow motion, and I don't want to say funny, but he bitch slapped one of our friends, and he just went down on the ground and took his side. So he was pretty smart to do that, but he was embarrassed at the same time.
Yeah, of course. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. Are you still talking about people who've stopped crime?
Yes, we are. What do you got?
Hi. So when I was homeless and I had my dog with me, he's a big pit bull Doberman. I named him Akuma. We saw some dude coming out of a gas station, and he grabbed some lady's purse, some old lady, and throws her to the ground and makes off with it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my dog, we just... rush after this guy. We chase him for like two blocks. he runs into this apartment complex and just jumps into their bushes, and he's just in there digging through the thing, and he's like, "Leave me alone, leave me alone." And I say, "No, man.
Yeah.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Leave me alone."
And, yeah. Dude comes out of his car with a bat, and I'm just like, "Hey, call the police." He's like, "Leave that guy alone." I'm like, "Call the police. He just robbed the lady." Like
So and, he thought like, really, you were the criminal.
Yeah.
He thought I was the criminal.
Right.
Which is hilarious. And I'm like there with my dog. And he's over here scared. I'm like, don't worry about the dog. Call the police. I'm not leaving here until the police come.
Yeah.
So the police get there and they're like, so who's the one that called? I'm like, he called, but I'm the one who told him to call. And then they find the lady. She had been on the ground for a while. She was a very, very old lady. She had all her medication in there. She comes back crying. And, man, the dude was just out of his mind. The police is like, oh, well, this guy was just on drugs. He's over here drunk. He doesn't even know his name. I'm like, well, just get him the help that he needs because, poor lady, she just got thrown to the ground.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. That's good that you shut it down, man.
You
that's
did the right
very
thing.
Cool. Absolutely, yeah. That old lady thanks you without knowing that she should thank you. we'll thank you for her. Thank you, Sonny. That's very nice. Glad you're not homeless now. That's good. Thank you.
You guys rock, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm on the freeway, so I should put this phone down.
Yes, you should. Thank you for calling.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys.
Thanks. Thank
you.
Bye now.
Thanks. Take care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time to talk about Florida, man.
Yay! It's my favorite subject. Florida.
This guy is more Florida than most Floridians.
That is really saying something.
Yes.
Wow.
The guy leaves a bar early morning, Saturday morning.
Okay.
Drunk.
Okay.
Can't find his car.
Sure. Probably a good thing.
Probably a good
right,
thing.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Oh, you should call a cab.
Definitely.
Florida man's answer was to steal another car. And here's my favorite part, in good faith, meaning he fully meant to return it.
Sure, thoughtful of him.
He just went to look for his car by stealing another car.
All right, so he's going to drive around in the stolen car, looking, and then, of course, when he finds his car, he's going to return the car to the place?
He's going
to
return the car.
I see.
Because he stole it in good faith.
Well, you know, that is a drunk mind idea, you know? It's like, you know, no one's going to mind, and I'll bring it back, and I'll be fine!
It'll be fine, I'll be fine.
Yeah!
Sheriff's deputy said the theft was a, quote, good faith effort to seek a missing car.
You know, he had to have been laughing when he said that.
I don't think
sheriff.
That's a thing.
No.
It's not a thing, right?
That last judge, not going to let you off,
There's
most likely.
No good faith effort.
That sounds good to me. Case dismissed.
It really sounds like you were doing the right thing. This is where the good faith ends, though. The man told deputies that while he was looking for his car in the stolen car,
right,
the stolen car got stopped on train tracks.
Of course it did. Because Florida.
The good faith stolen car.
Is now stalled on a Florida railroad track.
Yes. And a Florida train is bearing down. So drunk guy gets out of the car and runs.
Well, smart enough to do that.
Train Sober demolishes enough. Car.
Wow, the noise.
And throws it, speaking of the noise, it was like 3 a.m., threw it into a house.
Oh, gosh.
A car landed on a house from above.
Can you imagine that? You wake up to that sound.
No. No, I can't.
Was he able to return the car back to where he had borrowed it from, though, after that?
No, it turns out that it was stuck on the house.
Oh, no.
And it had been hit by a train.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well,
so back on foot, after the car flies into a house.
Hopefully he's sobering up a little
nope,
at this point.
Florida man then attempts to steal a forklift from a nearby food stand.
Get it down?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. I didn't even think that.
It's probably get the car. Oh, get the car down.
It doesn't say that.
What else are you going to do with a forklift?
Well, I was guessing he stole it just to keep looking for his car. I didn't even think about
it. No, I think he's going to get the stolen car down.
So that he could return it?
Sure. It's in good faith, man. He said it was all in good faith. Wow.
So then the forklift only took him so far, and he saw a deputy's car. Who was responding to the call.
To the sound of a car landing
and
on the roof.
And he ran out into the middle of the road and said, whoa, whoa, whoa,
oh,
whoa.
No, he's flagging down the cops himself.
Yes, to let them know that he was still looking for his car.
He needs to be the president of Florida. Really, he's like telling them, I'm looking for my car.
Yes, still looking for my car. You know that?
Because he's going to get in it and drive home.
You know that? Right. At the end of it, had he found his car, would have been the worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
So the man said that he was still looking for his car rather than lend a hand for the search. Deputies arrested him.
What? Why?
The man is 38 years old, faces charges of grand theft and criminal mischief, and additional charges are expected.
You know, we've talked about you woke up in the morning and then people had to tell you what you did.
Yes.
Imagine that laundry list, because there ain't no way he's remembering any of that.
I guess not.
You probably remember a piece of it, like walking out of the bar.
But a train hitting a car right near you is devastating. And then the sound and the ground shaking.
Yes.
Everything else. And then it flies into a house.
When people, the lights go on, dogs are barking, people are coming out.
Right.
And you're just stumbling down the street looking for a forklift to get it off the roof. Holy cow!
This man is my hero?
Yes!
And I agree with you. He should be the president of Florida.
It's KLOS's Summer Invasion!
Disney California Adventure Park. It's a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening August 25th. And if you want to be there,
be caller 13 right this very second. 818-955-KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Carmina. How are you?
Good. Carmina, I would like for you to do me a favor, if you'd be so kind.
Yes?
Look into the camera and tell everybody watching at home that you just won your way into the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park.
That is so cool. Thank you.
You got a four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Yeah, what he said. And congratulations.
I love you guys on the air. You guys are so funny.
Thank you. Right now, what is it? What exactly is it? It's the what? What is
it's
this?
It's the KLOS Summer Invasion.
I haven't heard of it.
Of Disney California Adventure Park.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Now, when is it happening?
It's happening August 25th.
No, it doesn't ring any bells.
And we have a four-pack of tickets to join us.
Wow.
It doesn't have to ring bells with you.
I think
other people will know. You get a four-pack of tickets to join us if you would like to, and other KLOS listeners. It's just us. It's only us.
And you, and your body, and three other bodies you bring with you.
If you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Insanely good stuff from Hendrix. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I am Sluggo. Who are you?
Gary.
Gary, would you like what's behind curtain number one or curtain number two?
Three.
Three? You want curtain number three?
Yes.
Well, that's very wise of you, because it was an old chewed-up dog toy behind curtain number one, and a rabbit and insane iguana behind curtain number two, and Disney California Adventure tickets behind three.
Woo-hoo.
I was trying to keep them myself, but well done.
Excellent.
That won't happen to you this Thursday, because you are going to be caller 13 right this second, and you are going to join us for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Monday through Friday at 5 p.m., five songs with a theme. It's Gimme Five on KLOS. And who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, you're caller 13, man.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, you are cordially invited to join us this Thursday night.
Sweet.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park. It's a four-pack of tickets for ya. But I'll tell you what, man, if you can tell me what the five songs were that we just played on Give Me Five, I'll throw you in a bonus.
I don't know. I don't remember the names of all of them.
Damn it! 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 Damn it!
Sorry.
Quite all right. Doesn't matter. You still get the tickets.
Sweet.
The pictures that were featured on the front and back of the Hey Jude Beatles compilation album were taken on this day in rock in 1969. It was the very last photo session with all the Beatles. Any chance you were at the Elton John show on this day in rock in 1998 when Jim Carrey joined him on stage in Anaheim to perform Rocket Man, which they did fairly straight until Jim smashed his head into a piano. That was odd. Any chance you've ever been to one of the choke and pukes that Jimmy Buffett opened? The Cheeseburger in Paradise restaurant chain? The very first one opened on this day in rock in 2002.